Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Counting of votes is underway this morning in the Northern Ireland local elections after polls closed at 10 o'clock last night. 800 candidates will begin to find out today which of them will be elected to Northern Ireland's 11 councils. Now, much of the focus is on whether Sinn Féin can overtake the DUP as the largest party in government. With the very latest, I'm joined by David McCann, who's deputy editor of the Slugger O'Toole website. Good morning, David.
Morning, Claire.
So you're at the Cann Centre in Belfast, and it's too early to say what the likely outcome is, but what's the sense you get from the different parties gathered there at the count?
Well, the sense I'm getting, certainly from the Belfast count and from other counts across Northern Ireland, it's very patchy. What seems to have happened is turnout in the western councils, so these are councils west of the ban, the more nationalist-leaning councils. So Fermanagh, Omagh, Mid-Ulster, which is the heartland of Michelle O'Neill, the Sinn Féin vice president, Derry and Strabane, turnout seems to be holding very, very, very strongly over west. In comparison to that, in the more unionist-leaning councils in the east of Northern Ireland, turnout seems to be down. So turnout out west is looking like it's going to be north of 60%, which is really, really good for a council election. But turnout in the east, in places like Mid and East Antrim, Lisburn, Castlereagh, Ards and North Down, that seems to be down around the low 40% mark. So some early tallies that we're really picking up so far, does seem that nationalists have come out to vote and unionists maybe have stayed at home.
What can you read into that, David?
Well, what I think has happened is that basically Sinn Féin's surge that was on display last May seems to have held up. It seems to still be there, because don't forget, Claire, Michelle O'Neill, even though she was elected as First Minister last May, hasn't served one day in that office. So obviously nationalists are still very, very motivated about that. Something else that we seem to be picking up here is that another party that is set for a very good day, certainly in Belfast and in a couple of other council areas, is the Alliance Party. They did incredibly well last time. I mean, Alliance talliers seem very happy about potential gains in places like Balmoral, which is in South Belfast, and some gains in other parts of Northern Ireland as well. So again, it seems to be reflecting what the polls are picking up. Sinn Féin doing well, Alliance doing well, and it could be a bad day at the office for the Unionist Party.
Okay, because pollsters were watching to see if the Alliance Party could move from the fifth placed party to the third placed party. That would mean that they would overtake both the Ulster Unionists and the SDLP.
Yes, and that seems from early tallies, and again, stress, it's early doors, that is what Alliance are going to do. Alliance haven't actually come third in a local government election in Northern Ireland since 1985, and I don't mean to make anyone feel old listening, but that was 3 years before I was even born, so this will be new terrain for most of us in Northern Ireland. So this would be certainly the strongest local government result that Alliance has had since 1977. And again, the key thing we're just trying to work out is, are those gains toward the lower end of Alliance's score? So will they come back with maybe 60 seats, or will it be the upper end of the score that they're looking for, which would be around 70 council seats? So that would be a gain of around about 20 seats. So that's kind of what we're looking out for.
All right. Well, you have succeeded in making a lot of people feel very old, David, but we'll forgive you. We'll forgive you. And tell me about the count then, the procedural element of it. How long is it likely to continue for, and when will we start to see results?
Well, we're starting to get turnout figures now across Northern Ireland, so the count is proceeding as expected. We will probably get first preference counts for some district electoral areas at around about 2 or 3pm. And I think it's important at this point to point out something, Claire. Not all councils count every DEA on the same day. So, for example, I'm standing here in Belfast City Hall. Belfast will only be counting some district electoral areas today. They will finish those off today, and they will count the rest tomorrow, and some other councils are following the same thing. So for any of your listeners who maybe log on tonight at about 9 or 10pm, if they've got nothing better to do on a Friday night, when they look at vote shares and vote tallies, those will be incomplete vote tallies. So it's going to really be tomorrow evening before we know how each party has performed in vote share. And again, where most of us are expecting it to be a close-run thing seat-wise between the DUP and Sinn Féin. So it may be tomorrow afternoon before we can make a definitive call before we can say whether Sinn Féin are the largest party or not.
How will all of this fit in around the picture of the response of the DUP to the Windsor framework? Because we know when that deal was reached in February, there was an expectation early on that the DUP would wait until the local elections had happened. Now, at the time, people were saying, how can they hold out that long? They've done that. They had their 8-member panel looking at it, examining whether it met their tests. So what do you think is likely to happen in the aftermath now? How will they assess the results and how will we move forward?
Well, I think a lot of this depends on how the traditional unionist voice party do. You know, I think sometimes we over-obsess about Sinn Féin becoming the largest party. What Geoffrey Donaldson's going to be looking at is how well do the TUV do. Now, if the traditional unionist voice have the same type of election that they had last May, where, say, they get a decent number of votes but just don't get the seats, that will give Geoffrey Donaldson more confidence to go back into government later this year. If the TUV start hammering the DUP hard and start taking a number of DUP seats in places like Mid and East Antrim and Causeway Coast and Glens, that will give the DUP some pause for thought about going back. So the contest to really look out for there is how well the DUP are doing versus the TUV. And just on the internal unionist battle, Claire, I think it is worth pointing out that any Ulster unionist faces I've seen here at the County Centre today are very, very, very glum. It is not looking at this early stage like it's going to be a good day for Doug Beattie and his pitch to erect the Ulster Unionist Party as a more liberal unionist party.
All right, so the glum faces we can attribute to the turnout in the Ulster, in the unionist areas that you outlined at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, it does seem that way. But then the thing we're trying to work out here is, you know, to what detriment that could be to the other unionist mm-hmm. parties. And that's really what we're looking at for the Alliance Party, because Alliance in Mid and East Antrim, Lisburn, Castle Ray, Causeway Coast and Glens, Ards and North Down, they're the putative challengers to the unionist parties in those council areas. The nationalist parties are not to the same degree. So, for example, in Ards and North Down Borough Council, out of 40 councillors, only one of them is a nationalist. You know, the rest are all either unionist or in the other designation. So it'll be interesting to see how much damage do Alliance do to the unionist parties. And the other thing to just point out, a lot of people may not be aware, but Alliance have done a good job since 2019 taking votes off the DUP. So there are voters that have voted DUP in the past. They've skipped the Ulster Unionist Party and they've gone straight to the Alliance Party. So last time in 2019, three quarters of the gains that the Alliance Party made came from the Unionist parties, and around about one third of those gains were from the DUP. So it'll be interesting to see how much of that happens again.
Okay, now on the other side then, the SDLP, I know we're hoping mm-hmm. to sustain their numbers, but if you're right there and you expect that the Sinn Féin surge from the previous election is going to hold, does that mean bad news for the SDLP?
It potentially does. It potentially does. So they go into this election on 59 council seats. Look, from talking to anyone in the party, even today, they say if they elect 45 councillors, they will be having a good day. If Colm Easo comes back with 45 councillors or more, and they would have a good day, which sounds a bit weird because that means that they're conceding at least 10 plus seats being lost. But you see, the SDLP are just getting wedged. They're getting wedged by Sinn Féin on the national side, but now increasingly they're also getting wedged by the Alliance Party on the other side of that as well. But, you know, there have been some early counts here in Belfast, which would give the SDLP some hope. So their most marginal seat in the city, in Lisnashire, early tallies are indicating that the SDLP have actually pulled pretty well. Some of them are even looking a wee bit confident in a couple of other DAs. So maybe the story for the SDLP coming out of this election will be down but not decimated, because there were some polls that were projecting the SDLP could have lost around 25 of their 59
counties. All right. David, just before we let you go, I'm sure there will be extra eyes on your coverage today, because the BBC journalists in Northern Ireland, they're on strike. This is in protest at cuts to jobs and programmes, and there were talks held late last night to stop this action. They didn't work, clearly.
No, absolutely. So there will be no local election coverage on radio, on BBC Radio Ulster or on BBC Northern Ireland today. However, most sympathy does seem to be with the journalists who are striking. I have to say that whilst people are disappointed, I think people are understanding of the difficult situation that they're in. So yes, for political nerds like me, it's always great to sit and take part in that type of coverage. But I think most people are understanding of the decision that the various BBC Northern Ireland journalists are in.
All right, and Slugger O'Toole is there for anyone who wants to keep up to date with the results. David McCann, Deputy Editor of the Slugger O'Toole website, thank you very much for joining us from the Belfast Count Centre. Coming up next, are we too protective when it comes to our children's play? We'll be discussing the benefits of risky play.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.